A special rebroadcast for the American Armed Forces and their allies. You're invited to drop in where the elite meet to eat. Duffy's Tavern.
Hello, Duffy's, where the elite meet to eat. Archie, the manager, speaking. Duffy ain't here. Hello, Duffy. Tonight, Lawrence Melchior. Yeah, great big guy, Duffy. Yeah, it looks like he could sing the quartet from Rigoletto all by himself. Yeah, if he hadn't gotten himself loused up with the Opry, he might have been a pretty good bouncer. Yeah, huh? Opera. Opera. Look, Duffy, you stood in front of the Met, right? You seen them limousines with the society dames with ermine coats and the guys with the top hats? Well, the opera's where they stay while they wait for the limousines to come back. Yeah. Well, Metropolitan's having a special campaign for fun, so I invited Melchior down here. Huh? When we need money, does the Metropolitan invite us? Well, I'll talk to him anyway. By the way, Duffy, guess who's out of Sing Sing? No? 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 No, this is one of my friends. Yeah. Crackpot O'Toole, the forger. How'd he get out? I don't know. I guess he wrote himself a pardon. Yeah, okay, I'll call you back, Duffy. So long. Love light ain't made to be hid. No, 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 perish forbid. Leave us face it. We're in love. Ah, that's beautiful. Eddie?
Yeah, Mr.
You know that song of mine? It's published in regular sheet music now.
No, I got a copy.
Oh, you bought one?
Nope, today's flounders came wrapped in it.
The fish man wrapped the flounder in my song?
Don't worry, it didn't spoil the flounder.
Oh, yeah? Well, look, Eddie, what would you say if Lawrence Melchior was to sing my song?
Lawrence Melchior, sing your song?
Yeah.
At the Metropolitan?
Yeah.
You better make arrangements with the insurance company.
Your song at the opera.
Certainly, Eddie. You see, they need dough, so listen to the letter I wrote to them. Mrs. Metropolitan Opera House. Dear Metro, it has come to my notice that you gentlemen is flat on your lornettes. If you would care to communicate with the above signed, I feel that I can partly relieve your situation. Yours respectfully, Arturo. That Arturo, you know, Eddie, is to let them know that I'm a Kimbo spirit.
So the rich Melchior's coming down here for dough.
Certainly. You know, when you want coal, you go to Newcastle's.
When you want water, you don't go to the Sahara.
How much dough do they need, Eddie? What does it cost for an opera? They don't pay no royalties.
They don't?
No. Operas is always written by guys after they're dead. You know, a few costumes, a few dozen spears, a couple of second-handed buxom Valkyries. That's all you need. You got an opera.
Now, brother, with you as a backer, I can see what's going to happen to Tannhauser.
What?
They'll reduce it to Neinhauser.
Oh, yeah?
Oh,
hello, Finnegan.
I understand Lawrence Melchior will be present here this evening.
Finnegan, I'm surprised. You know who Melchior is.
Oh, of course. Arch, why is it you always think of me as a dough?
I don't know why it is, Finnegan, but, you know, not everybody wears a yo-yo for a watch fob. But imagine you knowing Melchior.
Yeah, of course I know who Melchior is. Is she pretty?
Finnegan, this dame is a guy.
Oh, that's so. What does she do for a living?
He works in the opera.
The opera. Arch, I got a confession to make. I know you'll despise me for this.
What is it?
I very rarely attend the opera. What is it?
What is it?
Yeah.
The opera? Well, you know what the Ziegfeld Follies is.
Yeah.
Well, you throw out the dancing dames, throw out the laughs, and throw out the entertainment.
Yeah.
What's left is the opera.
The arch.
Yeah?
Where are they showing the part they throw out?
I did have Finnegan.
Yeah.
Hello, Archie. How are you?
Well, Crackpot O'Toole, glad to see you. Finnegan, you know Crackpot O'Toole, the famous check forger?
Gee, I certainly heard a lot about you, Mr. O'Toole. The cops in our block is always talking about you.
That's just hero worship.
Crackpot O'Toole, the forger. Mr. O'Toole, could I have an autograph?
Certainly. Whose would you like?
Let me see, Betty Grable.
Certainly, Betty Grable. Here you are.
Gee, thanks. Boy, imagine meeting Betty Grable in person.
Take nothing of it, Finnegan.
Crackpot, I understand you got a pardon from the governor, huh?
Yeah, and boy, was that pardon hard to get. I wiped at it and wiped at it, night and day.
What kind? Crackpot, a convict forging the governor's signature. Ain't that slightly illegal?
Well, not at all, Arch. I was a trustee.
Crackpot, tell me, when did you first start as a forger?
When I was 7. I started out by forging me father's signature on me report card. That was a tough job, too. I had to teach the old man how to write first. Then I forged me way to the top.
Yeah, well, real artist, huh, Crackpot?
Oh, hey, Archie.
Danny, I want you to meet a friend of mine, Mr. C.P. O'Toole, a handwriting expert.
You mean he can read my signature?
Nope, but he can write it.
What do you do, bud?
Me? I just sort of give friendly advice.
Friendly advice? Hey, Arch, take him away from me. One of these friendly advice guys nearly got me to go straight once.
Crackpot, this is a different kind of advice. Yeah, Miss Duffy.
Maybe Moritz Melchior can get me a job singing at the Metropolitan. He's a very important man.
Miss Duffy, that important he ain't. You singing at the Met. I can see it now. Tonight only. La Duffy, starring in Ida.
Ida. Archie, the opera you are thinking of happens to be spelled A-I-D-A. Iada. What you don't know about opera would fill a hole in the ground.
Oh, yeah? I suppose I never went out with no opera prima donna, huh?
What prima donna?
Consuela Murphy. Only the premier cacciatore of the Canarsie Canaries.
The Canarsie Canaries. That's a lady basketball team.
They sing between halves. Consuela sang soprano and jumped center.
Name me one opera she sung in.
La Boheme.
what part did she sing?
The lead, of course. Labo. Now, let's forget it. Lay off Melchior.
Say, Mr. Archer, man over there just ordered a triple order of pig's feet.
So what's unusual about that?
Well, he ordered two double steaks on the side.
Where is this guy? Hey, no wonder the Met's in a hole. That's Lawrence Melchior. Well, Mr. Melchior Duffy's is indeed honored by your pizzicato presence. I'm sorry that I didn't see you come in.
I hope nobody else did either.
Well, that's all right. By the way, that word can either read to be pronounced either or either. You know, Mr. Melchior, it's indeed a pleasure for me to meet a fellow clerk. I'm an old opera lover myself, you know. But for years, I hardly ever missed an opera.
Did you have a box?
No, I usually ate something before I went. The opera. How I love it. Many's the time I used to stay and see it through twice.
That's more than I could do.
Yeah, well, more than you could do? Well, maybe you don't like music like I do, you know? I was brought up on it, though. In fact, the kids in the block used to call me Pagliacci. Ah, the opera.
What's your favorite opera?
Oh, I love all of them. Il Trocadero. La Traviata. Cafeteria Rusticana. And wonderful operas. They're all beautiful. What about singing one of them for us here right now, huh, Mr. Melchior?
All right. What about Bestia Dupra? From Leo Convallo's Pagliacci?
Go ahead. Yeah, that sounds good. Jubilo Vest, Jess. No wonder they're starving at the Met, huh? Duffy, what'd you think of it? Uh-huh. What'd you expect, Sinatra?
Sinatra. $30,000 a week. And all he does is Sunday.
What? Duffy, call me back in a couple of minutes. There's something I want to talk to you about. Okay. Look, Lawrence, I understand that the Met needs money, huh?
Well, we do have a sort of deficit.
Yeah, but you can't count on it. Now, you happen to be talking to the guy that can raise some dough for you, but only on one condition.
What is that?
Well, you see, what I think is the opera needs some new H2O.
What is that?
Blood. You know, that Latiska, Latiska, that's all right for intellectuals like you and me, Larry. But what the opera needs is some modern stuff, you know? Now, I happen to have a song written by a sensational young unborn genius. Brand new song I just wrote. Here, take a look at it.
Let's see. Leave us face it. Leave us face it. Here, you'll read it.
Leave us face it.
I was afraid I was losing my eyesight. How could a song like this fit in at the Metropolitan?
Well, it could be part of an opera, which I would be very happy to write around it.
This man is a screwball.
Look, Melchior, don't forget you need dough, you know. Yous opera singers could very easily catch pneumonia singing them arias without no roof over your head. Now, I'm willing to be fair. Why don't you just try the song out once?
Well, maybe if I had a couple of weeks to look it over.
Couple of weeks? Melchior, by that time, the Met could very easily become a parking lot. Excuse me. A possible patron. Hello? Hello, Duffy. Duffy, what about you and me back in the opera? Well, it wouldn't take much, though. Well, I'll ask him. Hold on a while. Loritz. How much do you guys need to get back on your feet? Come on, tell me the whole amount.
Oh, say $300,000.
I'll call you back, Duffy. $300,000, huh?
Well, it's a lot of money, Archie, but we don't expect any one person to give us a check for the whole amount.
A check? Mr. Melchior, have a seat. Look over the song for a second, huh? Oh, crackpot! Crackpot, come here. We got a little work to do.
Thank you.
Okay, come on now, Crackpot. Let's go.
But, Arch, forging a check on Duffy for 300 grand. That's very crooked.
Crackpot, this ain't crooked. Forging checks for 50 bucks or 100 bucks, that's crooked. But 300 grand, that's high finance.
I don't know, Arch.
Look, is this the O'Toole who used to forge checks just for the sheer love of his aunt? Is this the crackpot that used to receive a $50 paycheck every week from Rockefeller? Which Rockefeller never knew about? Now, here's a pen and a blank check. Do you know Duffy's signature?
Sure, an X.
Now, he writes Duffy now. Mrs. Duffy guides his hand, you know. She learned it from the neon sign.
Well, let's see. What's the amount?
The amount? 300,000.
300,000.
Mm-hmm. Is that 300 grand?
I don't know. I never went this high before.
Well, better chuck in another knot. Can't hurt none.
Now, leave me alone with the signature. After all, I'm an artist. I gotta get in the mood.
Oh, I know you're an artist, Crackpot. Go ahead. Take your time. Oh, Mr. Melchior.
Yes?
A check will arrive in a moment by special messenger from Duffy for 300,000.
My goodness. How can I thank him?
Don't try. 300 grand means nothing to Duffy. He probably wouldn't even remember writing the check. Now, how about running through me song, then, huh?
Well, maybe. For 300,000, it is worth it.
Okay, let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Lawrence Melchior, accompanied by Maestro Van Steeden and the Duffy Mixed Up Chorus, Miss Duffy, Finnegan, and Eddie, will render the aria version of Leave Us Face It. And Pete, Verdi it up.
I stand here at good old Duffy's, where they let me teach. Me red cup suckles rising, I await for you, my sweet. In me hand is a diamond unfurled. We should holler it out to the world. Must no longer pretend that you are merely a friend. For it is rolled in the stars above. Oh, we have tried to act cold, suddenly low and get old. Leave us face it, we're in love. Not blush with no shame. If people spell it your name, shoot and no prize I was dreaming of. Stories like in all two eyes could win the Pulitzer Prize. Leave us face it, we're in love. The life we was once man and wife, in an old French chapel we was mated. Now my love for thine, just as thy love for mine, has been reincarnated. So I plight my troth at your feet. Don't leave me life incomplete. I'm like a turtle without a doubt. Low laden men to be hit. No, 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 perish for me. Leave us faded. We're dead.
song okay for the Met?
Well, Archie, the Metropolitan needs money, but not that bad.
Look, before you make no snap decisions, take a gander at this. 300,000.
Huh? Archie, this check is for 3 million.
3 million, huh? Well, you won't have to bother me next year. what do you say?
Let me see it again. $3 million signed. Are you sure this is a good check?
Let me see. Signed, Duffy. Original forgery by CPO2. The artist. What a ham that crackpot. Lousing up the Met like that. Look, Lawrence, I'll make it right with you. Here. Here's all I got. I got a dollar, 10, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. $1.24. It's all I got, but I hope it helps, huh?
Oh, thanks, Archie. Every little bit helps. Well, good night, patron.
Good night, Lawrence.
Before we leave Duffy's, leave us put a couple of nickels in Duffy's jukebox. The plat is spinning, the needle comes down, it's music. This broadcast is a presentation of the Armed Forces Radio Service.